Welcome back to Canadian Podcaster, the magazine online, the mid-month check-in for June. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out the magazine. If you haven't seen it yet, maybe you haven't. Go to CanadianPodcaster.com. You will see links there for free. You can see the current magazine, and you can go back and look at past episodes as well. What's the idea of this? Why are we doing this? Why is there another podcast around podcasting? Well, it's for Canadians. It's for you. It's for me. I feel like I'm going to start breaking into song any moment here, but it's for us here in Canada. We want to raise the collective voice of podcasters and content creators and video podcasters and audio podcast. Everybody's included. We want to raise the collective voice of podcasting and shine a light on amazing people doing amazing things in podcasting. Today, we're going to feature some of the amazing people highlighted in June's edition of the online magazine. And we're going to play little clips from their show, give them a shout out here, and encourage you as a fellow Canadian podcaster to go and support your brothers and sisters as they hit the mic, hit the camera, and share what they love with the world. Excited to have you here. Thanks for pressing play. Welcome to the middle of June. I can't believe it's the middle of June. Can you believe? I know. Let's get into the conversation. Thanks for being here. As I record this, it's getting really close to Father's Day, and I just want to take a moment to say happy Father's Day to all of the dads out there who are podcasters who are also Canadian. What a great combo. I hope that you have a great Father's Day and you get some chance to relax, maybe step away from the mic a little bit, or enjoy time on the mic as you have some freedom maybe today to hit the mic and record that next episode. Happy Father's Day. I hope you have a great time. And if you do not have a dad like me, my dad passed away many years ago, I'm just wishing you a rich, full day of love and happiness and giggles and, you know, all of that fun stuff. I hope you have a great Father's Day. Thanks for being here. We are looking at the June edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. It is packed full of great resources, podcasters, and content around Canadian podcasting. I just love doing this magazine. I love putting this out into the world. Great responses from you as readers, people coming to the magazine and going through and flipping through it. What I really love about it is just the fact that this magazine is not your typical email newsletter. No, we do things just a little bit different here in that you can flip through these magazines and you can click on all the images, you can follow the links and go check out these amazing people highlighted in this edition of the Canadian Podcaster Magazine. So let's talk a little bit about some of the people featured in here, one of which is podcastbranding.co. Mark over there helps so many podcasters. Mark also has a podcast himself. And I just wanted to highlight the fact that we have a great Canadian resource here that can help you with your artwork and your website and your logo design and all kinds of different things that he does. And to support a fellow Canadian right now, I think is a big, big thing that all of us could agree on, that this is something we can do, is shine the light on people who do great things and honor them as our first choice when we're deciding on who to work with, and keeping our money here in Canada and supporting Canadian content creators and content resources for us, helping to keeping the money here in Canada. I think that's great. Also, there's a quote in the magazine from Seth Godin that podcasting is a powerful medium that allows you to share your voice and message with the world in a way that is authentic and personal. And I think that's just a great thing about podcasting. We just have this amazing voice as podcasters, and the idea that people will find us and connect with us and build community around a message and how we show up on the mic. It's a great experience to be able to do this podcasting thing. So looking at some of the podcasters we have featured in the June edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, You'll find links right from the page straight to the podcast. I would love and encourage you to follow, like, share, comment, tell somebody about these podcasts and get them out there. Let people know that you've heard about their show through the magazine and you're listening to the show. One, I love the name of this, by the way, Canardian, because, hey, that's just fun to say. It's from Katie from the Pod the North newsletter. Katie is a big voice in podcasting, huge supporter of Canadian content, and brings in a lot of great people. I saw her worker magic last year at Pod Summit, going from creator to creator to creator, doing in-the-moment interviews, and she's just really all about all things podcasting here in Canada, which is what we need more of, everyone. We need more people like Katie in this world, and she's got this great newsletter, Pod the North. You have to go check it out if you haven't subscribed through Substack. It's a great place. And as well, Katie does a lot of great things for the Canadian podcasting community through Canardian. And it is a podcast gossiping about Canadian hometowns. And Katie Lohr, we want to join her as she and her guests unravel the juiciest stories about Canadian cities and towns, from trusted sources like eyewitnesses, testimony, community Facebook groups, hometown subreddits, and Wikipedia. Selected as one of Apple Podcast's favorites of 2024 so far, currently releasing season 2. Go check out Canardian. Here's a little clip from the show, and I would love for you to go support Katie and all the great things she does for us in podcasting up here in the Great White North. Here is Katie.
Hey. I'm Katie Lohr, and I'm launching a brand new podcast called Canardian. Here's why. 3 years ago, I permanently moved from Toronto, Ontario, to Brantford, Ontario. I legitimately cried when I realized this was happening. When I got here, I was under the impression that, other than the long-lost memory of Wayne Gretzky, there was no sign of life in Brantford. Like, Houston, can you read me, please? But one day, I got a copy of the local Brantford newspaper in the mail, and it changed everything for me. I found a land back movement and uncovered basically the entire history of Six Nations that I literally had never known. I found a thriving little punk scene here, almost 100 young people who all they want to do is mosh. Over these last 3 years, I've truly become proud to say I'm from Brantford. But let me tell you one interesting reason why. Downtown Brantford consists of basically two one-way streets, one going north, one going south. There are some restaurants, a lot of money marts, a couple of banks, and like a KFC. Otherwise, people joke that it's mostly parking lots, except for one thing. A large chunk of downtown Brantford is like an old mall, like a dead mall. Nothing has been happening in this mall for years. I think the only thing happening in this mall is like a couple of student centers and maybe a dry cleaning.
So that was a little bit from Katie's show, Canardian. Go check it out. Go make sure you, again, subscribe, follow, share, do all those great things. Tell somebody else. And I know she'd love to hear from you as well. That would be encouraging for her, as again, she keeps putting out great content for our community as well. We have Al Grego, who recently, I believe, celebrated a birthday, if that's true. Al, happy birthday. And he hosts multiple shows, one of them he does to support Moneris, an online or an in-store payment processing service, and a lot of great things that they do. And Al was on my show to talk about this podcast and his other shows that he does. But he does this one to help Canadian small business, and he tells stories from around Canada. And it's great. It's called Yes, We Are Open. And a little bit about it. Yes, We Are Open tells the inspiring stories of Canadian small business owners who have faced challenges, adapted, and found success. Hosted by Al Grego, the show takes listeners on a journey across Canada, uncovering the resilience, innovation, and passion that keep local business thriving. From family-run shops to cutting-edge startups, each episode dives into the struggles and triumphs of entrepreneurs who refuse to give up Whether you're a business owner, aspiring entrepreneur, or just have a good success story, Yes We Are Open is your go-to podcast for motivation and insight into the heart of Canadian small business community. So here's a little bit of the trailer from Yes We Are Open. You gotta love how this podcast is put together. You can tell Al loves what he does, and I'm a big fan. Here's Al with Yes We Are Open.
Businesses start up for all sorts of reasons.
My dad would be brought to a bunch of the country clubs with his clients where he said he never really fit in. And he said, I'm going to build a golf center where everybody is welcome.
I quickly found out that it was illegal to make cakes out of your apartment here in Manitoba and sell them. So I got a call from the city and had to legitimize my business, which was a good thing in the end, obviously, because it forced me to take the next step.
But success is not guaranteed. There are going to be ups and downs and a lot of hard work.
There was a lot of late nights and early mornings and stuff like that because I would be out doing repairs and installs and that sort of thing. And then at night is when I would come home and do the emails, the coding.
It was almost like walking away from a bad relationship. I'm putting all this effort in to save this relationship, basically, with this store. And I don't feel like I was getting out what I deserve to get back.
In the end, success may or may not be measured in profit.
Being a 19-year-old, having an idea and having somebody believe in it and seeing it go from like that idea to like real life. Yeah, I'm really proud of that.
I feel really proud of what we've done. I think doing interviews like this, you kind of go through your story and your journey. It's never been easy, but it's always been worth it.
These are the stories of small Canadian businesses.
Yes, we are open.
They're not business stories. They're personal stories about business.
Yes, we are open.
Stories of struggle and perseverance.
Yes, we are open.
This season, I traveled to Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yes, we are open.
Season starts Monday, October 7th. Subscribe now to, you guessed it,
Yes, We're Open.
Available wherever you get your podcasts or visit yesweareopenpodcast.com.
One of the podcasts I'm enjoying right now is Podcast Marketing Trends Explained, Data-Driven Podcast Growth Strategies from Jeremy Enns and Justin Jackson, Podcast Growth Marketing and Promotion Experts. There's a title, right? These guys get together and they talk podcasting and they come at it from a lens of real numbers, real feedback, real information gathered from sources that help them to give us a good picture of what's happening in podcasting. Both of these gentlemen have such great insight. They work together really well as co-hosts, and I just love how they go back and forth. And it seems even at times they may slightly disagree in kind of how something is happening, but they do support each other and they have a well-rounded conversation around podcasting. And what I love is when a podcast doesn't always just agree with each other and the hosts are just, I like that too. Yeah, that's how I do it. But when they have different opinions and they kind of bounce off each other, it's great insight, great chemistry between these two. And it is just such a great podcast. Really encourage you to go check out Podcast Marketing Trends Explained and understand that these guys are showing up to give us great, valuable content that can really shape our show. So here's a little clip from Podcast Marketing Trends Explained, and I'd love for you to go check it out and support these two guys. They're really great on YouTube as well if you want to watch the video version of it, or you can listen to the audio version as well wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And there's a link in the magazine that's going to take you right there and let you pick whatever place where you want to listen. Podcast Marketing Trends Explained, Jeremy Enns and Justin Jackson. Here's a little clip of the show.
There's a lot to love about podcasting as a medium, from its open nature to the ability for your audience to really connect with you as the host and creator of the show, to the fact that the podcasting ecosystem is filled with incredibly talented, genuinely supportive people.
But if there's one thing that podcasting doesn't have going for it, it's the lack of clear, reliable data to inform your creative and marketing decisions.
Well, I mean, that and the total lack of discoverability.
Okay, well, that's true. And actually, the intersection of those two topics is really the foundation of this show.
Welcome to Podcast Marketing Trends Explained. I'm Jeremy Enns from Podcast Marketing Academy.
And I'm Justin Jackson from Transistor.fm. We both have long histories in the podcasting space, both as creators and founders of companies that serve podcasters. And while we love this medium and we owe our careers to it, The lack of data and the answers it could hold about the best way to grow and market shows has always frustrated us.
As a creator, the lack of data makes it hard to know how you're doing compared to other shows that are out there, what's working and what's not for them, so that you can emulate some of the best practices that other creators are using to grow, and what kinds of benchmarks you should be using to gauge the effectiveness of your marketing. So at the start of 2023, we decided to do something about it. Specifically, we organized the largest ever survey focused on podcast marketing specifically, and in November, published the first ever Podcast Marketing Trends Report.
Now, in the process, we surveyed more than 500 podcasters representing a diversity of genres, formats, topics, regions, languages, and more, and asked them to submit their monthly download data, along with their anecdotal experiences, to answer the big question on our mind. What works when it comes to growing podcasts?
That wasn't too ambitious, was it?
Maybe a little ambitious, but really the report was just the first step.
So this next podcast I actually found from Jeremy and Justin's show. They referenced this podcast in particular as an example that was supported what they were discussing in their show. And it's English with Bob. And what I love about this is Bob is teaching English to people who are learning English as a second language, and how Bob uses practical terminology, practical examples, real-life situations to explain some of the more unique English things that we would say. And he explains things in a very interesting way and a very fun way, making English a little bit more accessible for people coming to Canada, for example, and trying to navigate all of the things and learn English at the same time. English with Bob is a fun little podcast that I think would be great for you to share with anyone in your community that is looking for support and learning. Another great example of how podcasting can serve an audience. Here's a little clip from English with Bob here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine mid-June edition. Here's a little bit from Bob. I hope you're going to learn something here. So, teachers in the classroom, everyone sit up straight. Here is Bob.
Well, hello and welcome to this English lesson about animal words and phrases. You'll have to wait for the first slide to see what inspired me to make this lesson. But we're going to do a lesson on animal words and phrases like catnap or eagle-eyed or dark horse. These are all words and phrases we use in English to describe a variety of people and things around us. So once again, the phrase has an animal name in it, but it will have a completely different meaning. Or the word as well, there are some words will have an animal name in the word, but it will have a completely different meaning. So when we get started, you'll see I have a picture to represent the meaning. Then I also have a picture of the animal at the bottom, so we know which animal it comes from. Some of these phrases make sense. You can understand why it has the animal name in it, but some don't at all. So once again, welcome to this English lesson about animal words and phrases. Drowned rat. When you call someone a drowned rat, it is a phrase used to describe someone who is soaking wet. You might recognize this person.
What's better than one podcast from Al Grego? How about two? Another one. The Produce Stand is a great podcast that if you love the TV show, you are going to love the conversation that happens on The Produce Stand. This is an after show for Letterkenny and Shorzy. And they get together and they talk through the show. And it's pretty fun to listen to. And if you're a fan of these two shows, you're going to love the characters. You're going to love the conversation. It is really, really fun. So the Produce Stand podcast is a fan-driven show dedicated to celebrating Letterkenny and its spinoff Shorzy. Join hosts Tanya, Matt, Victor, and Al. There's Al. For episode recaps, character analysis, and behind-the-scenes insights on both shows with a mix of humor, fan interaction, and special guests. They do. They have people on the show that are from the show and write for the show and created the show and act on the show. It's great. Perfect for fans who love small-town antics of Letterkenny and gritty hockey humor of Shorzy. It is the Produce Stand podcast. And there's a little clip for you from Al and the crew over there. It's like a fun show you're going to really love. This is like a nice treat for you as podcasters, especially if you love these shows. So here we go. Here's a little clip from the show.
How did he convince you to do this? Because the first thing he led with, he said, bring in Tanya in. She doesn't like the show, or she's not sold on it. So why would she want to do a podcast? So I'm really curious to know your angle and how he convinced you to take part in this nonsense.
There's two things I hate about you, Matt, and they're your face. So, yeah, Victor,
put me in a bad place.
It's a comedy, right? You know that, right?
And I'm not trying. I get it.
Victor's a prude.
But I agree Victor. It's not about it. Yeah, it's a comedy, but they take her character too far where it's off-putting.
You know? You jump
freight train rolling. Like, no.
So we took two different things from that scene. I took possum facts.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm with you, man. I mean, this episode, from my perspective, gave you two idiots everything you've been looking for.
Yeah.
And you're still giving
exactly.
it a clearance. You wanted depth. You wanted story. You wanted a little bit of versatility.
Strong female characters. Yeah.
And by the way, lots of educational material in this episode, whether you're into phys ed and your, you know, scrotums and how they work and whatnot, or whether you're into which colognes to use for what or how to clean grease off your hands. Lots of good education.
So a quick reminder here for everyone that Pod Summit 2025 is open for ticket purchases now. And I know that Tim and the team would love for you to get your tickets as soon as possible, so they have a great idea of who's coming and who they're preparing for. James Cridlin from Pod News. I'm a big fan. James Cridlin will be there, and he is one of the go-to people in podcasting, which he shares so much information, travels the world in support of podcasts and podcasters around the world. Such a great person to have at the show. And if you can make it there and meet James, I know he'd love to talk to you. As a podcaster, he is one of the best resources for me personally. I love his show at podnews.net. Him and his co-partner, Sam Sethi, get together and they talk podcasting. There's daily episodes. There's a newsletter. There's a weekly recap. There's so many great resources. If you want to meet somebody who's on the edge of podcasting as a voice in podcasting, he's such a great guy. So, James Cridlin, thank you so much for, again, a little shout-out that you did in the past for the Canadian Online Magazine for podcasters and for being part of Pod Summit. Podsummit.com. Make sure you go there, grab your tickets, get them now. The hotel that's associated with the conference is great. It's really, you can walk. You can walk from the hotel to the Grand Theater. It's a quick and easy walk. And it's just nice being downtown Calgary. These are the nicest people in the world, everybody. If you've never been to Calgary, you got to go. It's gorgeous. And if you have time, go up a few streets from the Grand and you will find this amazing spot where all the street is shut down and you can go shop to shop. And it's just so cool. It's great to be there. And if you can go find the metal horse from all scrap metal turned into this gigantic horse, take a picture of it and send it to me. I'd love to see that you're there as well. Because I stood there with my wife, Jen, and our good friend. And it was great to be there and see Calgary for the first time as an Ontario guy. Right? I know. Right? Yeah. So it's great to be in Calgary. Beautiful city. Great people. Nicest people in the world. Go check out podsummit.com and make sure you get your tickets as soon as possible. I know they'd love to hear from you. A reminder for you as well. I'm looking for submissions for people just like you. Maybe even you yourself, to contribute to the July edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. I'm looking for people to write articles on a regular basis or one-offs. I'm looking for people to contribute ideas. I'm looking for people to invest some time in helping this online magazine reach more people, have deeper content, and not just be a big Dave fest. I'm looking forward to having you participate. So again, if you want to write a one-off article on something related to Canadian podcasting and to a Canadian podcast audience, I would love to have your submissions. Please send them in as soon as possible so that I can start working on it. I'm already working on the July edition, And I would love to have your feedback, your ideas, your thoughts, how we can make it better, how we can make it deeper content so that it's not surface level and it really serves you. And it's a value add for anyone in the Canadian podcasting space. I want this to be a great thing. If you have an event coming up for in July and on and further out into the calendars, let me know. I'd love to feature you as well. Don't forget, there's a classified section near the end of the magazine. If you have a microphone, an old webcam that you're not using anymore, it's just sitting in a box on the shelf. I have one right over there. You should probably sell it. Maybe there's somebody who can't afford all of the nice things that you have, and you could help turn it around and help another Canadian podcaster. Then go and use that. Sell those cameras and sell those mics and sell whatever you got and help another podcaster so they can get started. We need their voice in podcasting, and maybe just the hurdle of buying all this equipment is keeping great people from starting a show. You have the equipment, you're not using it, and instead of it collecting dust or being a fancy prop behind you on your shelf when you're doing your live podcast and video podcast, maybe it could go to somebody and be used. Think about that. So use the classified. If you have any jobs that you're posting here in Canada and you're looking for great Canadian talent to help you, whether virtually or in person, you're looking for somebody to add to your team, then let me know. We'll do a whole page just for you in the magazine talking about your position and who you're looking for, and we can use this as a way to bring more people to you. As well, I'm encouraging everyone to go to CanadianPodcaster.com, and there you can sign up for our newsletter, our email newsletter. It's just once a month at this point. We're doing it just to keep contact with you and share more information. And it's just meant to be a quick recap in addition to this audio podcast, because I find that people are looking for different ways to connect with the show and with the magazine. So I'd love, again, for you to jump over there. I promise not to fill your inbox with a bunch of spam. Just quick email highlights from the magazine and where we're going next. I'm looking for help. I'm looking for people like you who have opinions on Canadian podcasting, how we can make it better, how we can serve the audience of Canadian podcasters, and your input would be great. So reach out, let me know. And again, thank you for listening. Thank you for checking out the magazine. Thank you for sharing it. And if you have any suggestions for me, I'm all ears. Please reach out through the SpeakPipe link on the website and email, whatever you got. I'd love to talk to you. And for those that are already setting up time in my calendar, thank you for doing so. I'm excited and looking forward to our upcoming conversations. So great to see people responding to the magazine and booking time in my calendar. I'm excited to have you on, to feature your product, your service, your show, and to be a resource for you as a Canadian podcaster. Let's get out there and podcast. Keep podcasting, eh? And we'll talk to you on the next edition in July. And again, submissions are open. Please send me your information and whatever you got for me. Let's feature you and your show in July. Thanks for listening, and thanks for reading Flipping the Pages. It's a real page turner. The Canadian Podcaster Magazine, online at CanadianPodcaster.com.